fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Tuesday, the 26th of July. The prepper tip today is to work on your physical conditioning. Different things, different people. If you have chronic issues, especially heart, lung issues, be sure to talk to your healthcare professional before doing anything strenuous. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist, who has a website, jrnyquist.blog. And his books for sale at Amazon.com, 6 books for sale. And Charlie has a question about specifics about how Ukraine has made progress in the last 8 days. And we're just going to let Jeff be somewhat specific about the progress Ukraine has made in the last 8 days, if you would, sir. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I wasn't specific. I had a briefing yesterday. They didn't tell me where all the brigades moved. I didn't see a NATO map, but I was told by professional military analysts that Russia has made a net loss in ground over the last 8 days.
Okay, that's the answer. Charlie, you got anything else for us before we move on?
Yeah, I do. Now, there was also a situation where they flew in a chopper on a place called Snake Island, where the Ukrainians did and dropped the flag. I think we've already talked about that, though. They didn't gain any ground there, and that island is of no strategic importance as far as there's no military. And the Russians also, they haven't lost any ground. They're reapplying and removing to get ready. They're moving in to take another city up there in the north, into the northern area of the Donbass.
Well, Snake Island is strategically important. Let me explain to you why.
Are there any military targets on Snake Island?
No, the Russians withdrew from it. Let me explain.
The Russians withdrew from it?
From Snake Island?
Right after it dropped that flag. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
There's no strategic importance to Snake Island.
Let Jeff explain the strategic importance of Snake Island.
At Snake Island, the Moskva, when it was sunk, had special capabilities. It provided the Russian fleet with anti-air and some anti-missile defense capabilities electronically. And so when they lost the Moskva, they used, the Russians used Snake Island. They sent equipment there. They were going to set up a system that was going to replace the Moskva and what it did for the Russian fleet, that it would allow the Russian fleet to operate closer to Odessa. The Ukrainians hit it with a precision rocket strike and destroyed it. They didn't kill the general who'd been brought in. Now, the general left Snake Island because they gave up on trying to do that. So,
that was also proven wrong. What they hit was a school or something, abandoned school that was near the Russian facilities. They didn't hit the Russian
facilities.
A school
on Snake Island?
The military, yeah. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, the thing is that
see,
I don't know where you're getting your information from. I'm just reporting.
It's mine from the news, which you don't explore.
I'm not getting mine from the news.
There's so much misinformation
from journalists. I don't get my stuff from the news.
Right. Because, so how can you possibly say that you research these areas if you don't look
I was in a meeting yesterday with professional intelligence analysts who give a report I attended every week on the war in Ukraine.
Okay.
So that's
is
what
this
you're
guy
hearing from
work
me.
For NATO or what? Is he a NATO representative? I don't know. I mean,
I think that's
very important on your end that you took the time and you put in a lot of work into this, obviously getting these resources.
When you don't look at other alternative sources, like the media, you're only listening to one side. I've read NATO maps, not in the last 8 days. I followed it closely at different times. I'm not up to every single engagement that happened in the last 8 days. I just summarized what I heard from intelligence analysts yesterday. So you come at me with all this stuff. I wrote my piece, which took me almost 60 hours on Jordan Peterson. That was my research over the last week. And what I'm researching on now.
I'm not. The war is really boring right now. You have a master's degree, is that correct?
No, I don't have a master's degree.
You have a doctorate degree.
No, I was in a PhD program for 2 years, and I left without getting a PhD.
Multiple doctorate degrees and master's degrees.
Yeah, I don't know. What does that matter?
What matters is because it's like, you know, you're going up against a heavyweight here. I haven't read the article, so I'm not going to comment on it, but I'm just saying the idea of you going up against a guy like him is ridiculous.
I don't know. I've been doing the work for 35 years. I've been writing books. I've been producing more material than a lot of people who have PhDs ever produce. Okay? So you read what I've criticized. I just gave a report, and now you want me to go down and talk about schools being hit and a helicopter being down. I'm giving you more general, significant strategic information. You want to say that the Russians are winning the war.
The Russians have been failing in this war for the last two months,
and you come on and you say the Russians are winning, the Russians are winning. No, they're not. There's no victory. If they were winning, they'd already have won. If the Russians were winning, they would have already won.
Why?
Okay.
They haven't. No. It's not true.
Okay, let's go beyond that.
I got a question for you. Are you aware of Pelosi's trip, arranging a trip to go to Taiwan?
Yes.
Okay, are you aware of what the Chinese
hang on,
said about
my
that?
My mother's doctor's calling. I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave for a moment.
Okay, we'll take your call there, Jeff.
All right, I'll leave the question out there. Beijing or somebody over there has made a statement that if Pelosi goes to Taiwan, they would consider that they would consider military action against the United States for that.
Right. That's what they said. Yep.
Okay.
They've made similar threats in the past. Okay. All right. The call number is 512-248-8252. A slight correction here. Jeff attends meetings with intelligence analysts, plural, more than one, men and women who are engaged professionally in analyzing this conflict, which is what I did. I was an intelligence analyst, 3 years active duty, U.S. Army, including Vietnam, another 4 years in the Army Reserves, both psychological warfare and U.S. Army Special Forces. And that's what we do. That's what intelligence analysts do. We go through hundreds and hundreds of pieces of information. We study these pieces of information. We're trained to put them together and make sense of them, and then write cohesive, important documents summarizing our work as intelligence analysts. That's what we're trained to do. As opposed to journalists. Journalists are led around, and this happened in Vietnam all the time. And in fact, we had journalists visit us. I was in psychological warfare in Vietnam. When the journalists would show up with their movie cameras, there was no video at the time, of course, it was movie cameras. We knew they were coming. We set up to do a display for them of our capabilities, what we were doing, how we did it, and so forth. I was never a part of that. The work that I did was never part of it. I attended the classified briefing at 4th Corps headquarters Monday through Friday. Monday was the previous 48 hours. Tuesday through Friday, the previous 24 hours of activity in the Mekong Delta. I picked up classified documents Monday through Friday at CIA headquarters in Canto. I was in Canto, the capital city of the Mekong Delta. I picked up classified documents from the National Security Agency. I picked up classified documents from military intelligence from the 9th U.S. Infantry Division. I took those documents and I reviewed those documents. I picked up classified documents from Rand Corporation. They were the most voluminous, by the way. They got a lot of great analysts and writers there. And my job as an intelligence analyst was to review all these documents, summarize them, and make sense of them, and write reports. I wrote the intelligence summary for my battalion a number of months. I don't know how many months, but a number of months, probably 7 or 8 months, I don't know. And those were my analysis, my report went to our headquarters in Saigon, went to United States Army Vietnam headquarters in Saigon, went to the Pentagon, and Lord knows where else. I sent out multiple copies, properly sealed as classified documents should be, in double envelopes, and so forth. That's the kind of men and women that Jeff Nyquist is being briefed by, intelligence analysts, not journalists who receive a canned briefing from the various governments that they're working in the countries of. So a journalist working in Ukraine is going to be briefed by the Ukrainian army to receive the information the Ukrainian army wants them to receive, which may or may not be true. A journalist working with the Russian military will be briefed by the Russian military to receive the information that the Russian military wants them to receive, which may or may not be true. A journalist working in Taiwan will receive the information the government in Taiwan wants them to receive. Same thing with the People's Republic of China. When you're a journalist, that's the information you get. You get the information that the government wants you to see, wants you to believe. That's the nature of being a journalist. That's not where Jeff Nyquist gets his. No, he doesn't. I wouldn't review information from journalists either, because I know how they get their information. I've watched it be created. I've been there. I've seen it happen firsthand. What the journalists saw when they went to my unit in Vietnam was not the day-to-day business of psychological warfare. what they saw was something, was a presentation we put together just for them. We brought in Viet Cong defectors from the camp where they were kept, the Chu Hoi camp, where the it was mostly young Vietnamese Viet Cong who had defected to go to the special camp where they had medical treatment and three meals a day, issued clothing, and giving job training so they could have some kind of employment when they got done being a truck driver or a carpenter or something of that nature. They were given new identification when they left the program, bearing no indication they'd ever been a Viet Cong. We brought these guys to our headquarters. We never did that. But because the journalists were going to be there with their cameras, their movie cameras, we brought them in, and we conducted interviews in our headquarters, which we never did that before or after. But because of the journalists, we did it just because of the journalists were going to be there. With interpreters, of course, we had a couple of great interpreters. I got to be very good friends with one guy. He was the same age I was, 20 years old. He was a rock and roll drummer in his family's business before he got drafted down to Saigon. Had a wife and a kid already at age 20. So, no, Charlie, if you're listening, I would not get my information from journalists as you do. I would do, if I had kind of access that Jeff Nyquist does, I would get my information from intelligence analysts who have access to real classified information that can be relied on, as opposed to the information that may be or may not be true from journalists. What was coming out of Vietnam War for our journalism, it was scripted. It was largely make-believe. It largely left out important things that the American public did not know, would never know. Very important foundational things, such as the religious aspects of the war, that the South Vietnamese government was controlled by Catholics, and the majority of the people, probably 9 out of 10, Buddhists. So the Buddhists were disenfranchised, and the Viet Cong took advantage of that. Of course they did. There was one Buddhist general in the entire South Vietnamese military, Army, Navy, Air Force, one Buddhist general. And he was a true warrior. In fact, he slowed down the final communist advance at least a month as the North Vietnamese Army was progressing south on Highway 1, at least a month, giving thousands of men and women and children a better chance to escape the communist invasion. A much better chance. And those weeks, like I said, gave these thousands of men, women, and children a chance to escape the country before the communists took over. I don't know if he made it or not, but he was a hero in my book. So Jeff Nyquist is the real deal. He has the credentials. He's authored 6 books on this topic. Jeff Nyquist has sat across the table and interviewed high-level KGB defectors for decades. And he continues his work. This is his life's work, to get the truth and publish it. And we have a caller on hold here. We have Jay in California. Good morning, Jay.
Yes, good morning, sir. Thank you for what you do. A question, something that I've always wondered about, and you can ask Jeff whenever he comes back. It's a pretty simple issue. The existence or non-existence of a substance called red mercury. When I first heard about it, I've been interested in hearing a little bit more about it. And
hold on, take the break here, Jay. We'll get your comment after.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Where to many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the youngster going off to college's car, the exact same way with the same equipment that they do. EMP Shield will do it at my website at thelibertyman.com. But Jeff, before we get back to our comments here, people can subscribe to your articles. Please don't let people know how they can do that, sir.
Yeah, there's a PayPal button below every article or video on the site.
All right. And further, while you were taking care of a phone call regarding your mother, I was giving a little bit of explanation about media and why you don't rely on media, I don't rely on media. And just to summarize it really quickly, if you're a journalist working in a country, let's say you're a journalist working in Ukraine, the Ukrainian government will do everything they can to only provide you, the journalist, with information favorable to their cause, and they will do everything they can to exclude and prevent you as a journalist from having access to information adverse to their cause. And that's the way journalism works. And I saw this firsthand in Vietnam. So moving on from there, Jay from California, Jeff is with us. And what's your question about red mercury? And Jeff does know about it. What's your question about red mercury, Jay?
Yes, I was going to bring that issue up and see if I could learn something about it. Before I get to that, really quickly, I'd say I'm somewhat familiar with how felt accurate information is in a war zone from being on multiple type 1 fires here in California. If you can imagine a fire, believe it or not, that is longer than 50 miles from tip to tip, and an army of firefighters running an operation is very similar to a war zone. Information is required by everybody. Information about aircraft activity, resources, personnel, fire behavior, and it can be very difficult. Information is flying. There's no one single source that you contact and say what's going on. A lot of times misinformation out there, dangerous information, a war zone. And information is always the problem on these big mega fires here in California. Getting to my question, Jeff, ever since I first heard about it, the issue, the existence or non-existence of a red mercury, I asked you once at the tail end of a program, but you didn't have time to go into it. And the information you have about that.
Well, I by happenstance, I had developed a friendship with Sam Cohen, who was the credited with inventing the neutron bomb. He was a physicist, American physicist, who worked on the Manhattan Project and other nuclear projects. And this was his pet subject, was red mercury. Red mercury, mercury antimony oxide, is considered, it is the most powerful explosive that could be made, conventional explosive. And it's so powerful that if it was developed correctly, if you had the right kind and you did it the right way, you could make a direct hydrogen reaction with red mercury. In other words, right now, a fusion bomb is made with a fission trigger. So there's a fission bomb inside every fusion bomb. And but with red mercury, you could make it without that step of having a fission bomb inside the fusion bomb as the trigger to making the fusion reaction. That means incredible miniaturization. You could make a tactical hydrogen bomb maybe 10 kilotons the size of a softball, if you could imagine that. This is what Sam Cohen described to me. And so it is potentially, the U.S. was working on it in the 1970s, if I recall what Sam said, and they decided to discontinue it. Our nuclear weapons are good enough. Why do we need this? The Russians did not. They continued to work on it. And what Sam said is eventually smart physicists will figure it out and be able to do it. And he thought the Russians had it. So, and in the Gulf War, the second Gulf War, they discovered documents in Saddam Hussein's, one of his ministries, one of his sons had been negotiating with the Russians to get a red mercury bomb. And so they asked him to look at this correspondence. I believe they flew him to Baghdad to look at it. And he said he believed that's further evidence to prove his case. Does that answer your question?
I think Jay may be gone. Jay, what do you think if you're calling? That was a very comprehensive answer there. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, let's revisit the intelligence analyst that you talked to after the break. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Articles published nowhere else on the internet, such as my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, and the latest intelligence briefing published weekly by another friend, a former counterintelligence agent. Products here you'll have difficulty finding anywhere else on the internet, such as Liberator rocket heaters. Yes, winter is coming. Check out the Liberator rocket heaters and energy cleaners. I talk about them a lot, but people have a lot of problems. Sleep issues, pain issues, and that's where the energy cleaner comes in. So check out the energy cleaner. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, right there at my website, keeping in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Real quick, Jeff, before we get, we had a couple of callers on hold. I don't rely any more than I have to on journalism, mainstream journalism, or any journalism for information. I like to get firsthand information from firsthand witnesses. And the job of an intelligence analyst is to analyze classified data from reliable sources and then make reports based on their analysis, isn't it, sir?
Yes, that's right. You were going out in and out for me, so I didn't even hear the first part of what you said. But I think what you said is that intelligence professional intelligence analysts who have to come up with accurate information and who have the time and to prepare it are different than journalists who are under pressure, and the bias in news is often quite clear.
I'll give you another personal example. When the TV news crew showed up at my outfit in Vietnam, I was the only man in the entire battalion, the only man who attended the classified briefing at 0800 Monday through Friday. I was it. I was the only man who reviewed the documents from the CIA every day, from the National Security Agency every day, from the 9th Infantry Division every day. I was the man who wrote the intelligence summary for the battalion. I was kept away from the journalists.
Yeah.
They didn't let the journalists anywhere near me because I knew the real deal. I knew what was coming. I knew the Tet Offensive was coming. And the last thing they wanted was 20-year-old intelligence analyst John Moore telling the United States of America that we're about to get attacked, because I would have if I'd been given that opportunity. So the journalists, they came, they were treated as with courtesy and kindness by the officers and senior NCOs, and they kept the one man who really knew what was going on in greater detail than anybody, including the battalion commander, because the guy who briefed the battalion commander every day was me. That's where he got his information. The battalion commander was briefed by John Moore every day. So, no, if you get your information from mainstream media, you're not going to get what you need. Let's move on here, Leon and Jeff. We got a couple of callers on hold. First, we have Murr in Wisconsin. Good morning, Murr.
Good morning. Yeah, I was doing a little research here, thinking when you then later said, Jeff, about the Moscow electronics being taken out and they destroyed it. But when was the? Do you know? I know, so I'm just asking, see if you know. The last time the U.S., and it was with a destroyer, invaded the Black Sea.
Oh, yeah, there was a U.S. destroyer that a Russian electronic warfare plane did a pass and did some electronic warfare on it, and its systems went down. And the crew got rather frighted. They put into a port in Bulgaria. What I heard is that some of
Romania.
The crew wanted to leave the Navy.
Yeah,
did that ship have to be towed?
Yep.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I forget the name of the ship. It was the destroyer that's been in and out of the Black Sea.
It was the USS Donald Cook.
Right, the USS Donald Cook. That's it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it was April 10th, 2014. See, we were trying to help the Ukrainian National Guard kick off killing their people. But we kind of got out of there, okay? Yeah, the Russian plane passed 12 times, you know, kind of mimicking what it would be like if they were to bombard them. And they were sitting duck. And it so demoralized the crew that 27 sailors left permanently.
Mm-hmm. Could you explain to me how the USS Donald Cook could help kill people in Ukraine?
Well, they were the main ship with all the stuff that would actually get the other ships connected with these electronics. So it wouldn't be them individually, but it would be the start. And so we were kept from invading them. Okay?
I'm sorry, we, United States, was going to invade somebody?
Why America? Yeah, why America? We're like the Weimar Republic right now, and that's not even debatable. Whenever you debauch a currency, and in South Korea, Catholics, the Catholic banking has been done by the Rothschilds all over the world since 1823. They have had control of the banking worldwide for two centuries. Okay? There was one country...
Do they control the banks, all the banks in the world then?
Yeah.
They control the banks in Britain and France and Germany and the U.S. and Brazil.
For two centuries, yeah. We wouldn't have usury. Okay, here's a statement I'd like to read from one of the leaders that from a Christian country half the size of Texas, and He said, the nation does not live for the sake of the economic system, and the economic system does not exist for the sake of capital. On the contrary, capital is a servant of the economic system, and the economic system is the servant of the people.
So you're anti-capitalist, is that right?
What is capitalism? If you go back, it's from the Jewish Dutch coming in, and it's usury, nationalized usury. People like to say, oh, it's free market. No, it's not. You can change words to mean whatever you want. Like Ralph Winterrode used to say, the legal system, they made cat mean dog. So capitalism is usury.
You do understand that you have to have investment in order to have a modern economy and to support 8 billion people on the planet.
You do understand you don't have to speculate. This is all about speculation.
Yes, speculation. By the way, that's what investment is. All investment is speculation. If you eliminated speculation, we'd be going back to the 10th century.
No.
Because that's what got us out of the 10th century. If you get rid of, study Ludwig von Mises, the Austrian school, study economics, and you'll see that what I'm saying is right. You can't have a modern economy. Everything you have because somebody invested in a new product, something new. Somebody invested in the automobile, the airplane. Somebody had to put up the money to create the factories and create the technology and to perfect it. And without those investments, which are all risky, which are all speculation, you don't have any modern development in economics at all. And that's just a lesson in economics 101. What you're spouting is some kind of anti-Semitism because you're focusing on Jewish. Look, the Rothschilds do not control all the banks in the world.
Using all these trigger words. What is anti-Semitism? What is it? It's what they use,
Why do you say the Rothschilds, who are Jews, why do you say they control all the banks, which is a lie? It's not true. They don't control all the banks.
It is true.
I don't know. Where do you get this stuff?
Your Jordan Peterson thing there, I wouldn't read it. Why do people put other people as their God? Now, I agree with John Moore here talking about the spiritual basis. That is what drives everything, and everyone is putting everything in front of God. You cannot serve God and mammon.
Okay, Mar, before you get away, I want to ask you a question. If you want to buy a house, let's say it's a $100,000 house, which would be pretty low end these days, and you don't have $100,000, and you don't have a rich uncle who is willing to loan you the money at no interest, where is that money going to come from to buy that home?
Listen, there's no trust now. That bit that I read you in that country, which I can't say because it's a trigger word.
How would you buy the $100,000 home without a rich uncle?
They loaned money, and they didn't fluctuate it with the inflation and the deflation like is done with these banks. They trusted each other. They gave a certain amount, and capital was based on work. That is the only real true value is labor, mental and physical. Okay? I mean, even precious metals, they have to be mined and refined. This is radical here because where we're at in this pit of hell.
Okay, I don't think we're going to get anywhere with this conversation. Mer, we do thank you for your call. Let's go on to Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, I had initially called, I think, for a couple of different reasons, but that Charlie guy, I think it was, I just couldn't listen to it because there was so much talking over top of each other. It became very agitating, and I couldn't get anything out of it.
I'm right in there with you, Mike.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know there's other shows like, I'm trying to remember his name, the super Trump fan that is on here. He just has people potted down when they won't let the guest answer the question, you know. If it has to be that way, you know. Sometimes they hang up on him. I think that's Kelso. But in any event, if I could remember what it was, the main topic that I was wanting to get at. But journalism in general is going to be manipulated by somebody. The agenda of the reporter, the agenda of the owner, and I had a professor in journalism, and I. One other thing I was going to bring up, but he said. said that I think it was in Saigon, they had the lobby fixed up with all these jungle plants, and it was right next to the bar. And the reporters would just go over and do their stand-up, you know, and the military was providing a lot of the action newsreel footage. And so they could just fade in the sound effects from that and have this reporter standing in front of these jungle plants and do his stand-up talking about the latest stuff coming in from the Army's PSYOP or whatever media division. And then he'd go back to the bar and sit down and go, you know, continue drinking. And that's what this professor openly said about his days in Vietnam. So there's plenty of reasons not to trust the mainstream media. But can we trust what comes out of the from the Army's public relations either? They're going to give their biased side of it.
Well, it depends on what level. At the working level where I was, I knew the truth. Once it gets to the higher levels, it's been massaged and manipulated to become whatever the top generals want it to become.
Yeah, the source that you're talking to, you hope is not being manipulated to tell you something to manipulate it on up the line. I mean, I was offered the PSYOP school, but the recruiter couldn't guarantee me the job, even if I finished the school. You know, I had, after the ASVAB, I was 600 and some jobs I was supposed to be qualified for. But after the physical, I was a half inch too short for airborne, and the only thing they wanted to give me was military police or cavalry scout. So I just said, I'll see you later, and took my bus ticket home. And then the recruiter comes back and said, well, I could get you the media school. And I put in an audition tape and passed it. But, you know, I've since then, early 80s, they were really picky after the draft ended. They got really super picky during the Reagan years about who they would recruit. And I tell people this, and they say, you kidding me? That's all that they would let you have was a cavalry scout, infantry, or military police? And I said, yeah, so I didn't want to be hated by everybody and be a military police.
I understood.
You know? But so I paid attention to a little bit about PSYOPs and what that is and over the years. And it just seems to me like a lot of that, I don't know. William Binney had admitted when he left the NSA in one interview, one particular interview, I heard him say this. He says, well, you know, I can't possibly know everything that was going on at the NSA when I left because it's so compartmentalized. So even if right. You're in the depths of the machine, how can you know, what's actually the truth? It's got warring factions in our own intelligence communities. The NSA itself is working against each other.
That happens in any big organization. That happens in any big organization, not just military. Okay, Mike, right. Anything else?
Well, there was something, but I can't remember what it was now, so I'll let you go.
That's okay. You can call in next Tuesday. Thanks for the call, Mike. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I just wondered if y'all remembered or knew that Russia shot down one of their own $36 million bombers, Ukraine claims, Newsweek reported. But then just recently, they shot down, Ukraine shot down one, July 21st.
Okay, you're asking Jeff if he knows about these aircraft being shot down. Is that the question, Pat?
Yeah, in the last week. I don't know.
Okay. Jeff, are you aware of aircraft being shot down in Ukraine?
You know, I try to remember the briefing when that happened. I think there was uncertainty about whether it really happened on the part of the intelligence people. So I don't know the answer since they weren't certain. You know, I didn't look into it. I was busy. I didn't, you know, one bomber going down is not significant to me. So it doesn't have strategic meaning. So I basically pay attention to what's going to tell me where this thing is going next. That's my main focus.
Okay, Pat, anything else, Pat?
Well, they finally admitted it. Russia did. They admitted that it was shot down and they didn't do it. But they accidentally shot one earlier. Okay. Let you go.
Okay,
yeah, friendly fire is very common in war, and it was the week before last that the Russians admitted a lot of their casualties. They think they publicly admitted to 38,000 dead, 1,600 and something tanks destroyed, 200 and something fixed wing aircraft destroyed. I forget the number of helicopters, but yeah, they and of course, are those numbers accurate? Are they even, you know, shaving on those? I don't know.
As the old saying goes, friendly fire isn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's, our next caller is a Republic Broadcasting host. We have Chris Steiner. Good morning, Chris. We have Brett coming up here.
Hi, John. Good morning. And good morning, Jeff. To address what Mayor Bailey called in to say, I'm anti-fascist in the sense that I don't want a privately controlled bank like the Federal Reserve issuing the currency and credit. And I'll give you some federal law that backs up that they are fascist when we get back, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's be quick because we got to wrap it up. Make it quick when we get back, Chris.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Chris, we need to get your comments in here very quickly so we can wrap this up, sir.
All right. Yeah, just that I don't think Mayor Bailey is anti-capitalist. I'm sure she isn't. But
She said she was, but go ahead.
Well, she said she was. Well, I know she's anti-private banking, for sure, and the title of the U.S. Code, Title 12, Section 411, says that Federal Reserve notes, quote, shall be obligations of the United States and shall be receivable by all national and member banks and Federal Reserve banks and for all taxes, customs, and other public dues. They shall be redeemed in lawful money on demand at the Treasury Department of the United States and the City of Washington, District of Columbia, or at any Federal Reserve bank, end quote. And that's just the last sentence of the very short U.S. Code, Title 12, Section 411. So what could be more fascist than a privately owned central bank that issues the currency and credit at interest that cannot be repaid? And, you know, the Federal Reserve Chicago Bank of Chicago branch has a publication called Modern Money Mechanics that says that whenever a loan is issued, meaning through one of their member banks, you know, like Bank of America or Wells Fargo, that the interest is never issued, just the principal. You're giving permission for them to issue the principal, but they never issue the interest. So it's impossible for everyone to pay back principal plus interest, meaning that their collateralized property is going to be confiscated. The real property is going to be confiscated by the bank and, you know, causing bankruptcies and ruining credit and, you know, ruining people. So my answer is community currencies are my favorite form of more equitable commerce media, followed by time banks, barter networks, cooperatives, swap shops, because okay. We can't wait for politicians to reform economics.
Chris, you made your point. We're pretty much out of time here, sir. We appreciate the call. Let's get a quick 30-second summary from Leon and a 30-second summary from Jeff. Go ahead, Leon.
Well, I think that we should, we should, 30 seconds, spiritual preparedness is crucial. Physical preparedness, and you know, the clock is ticking. The elections are coming. We already know that, and we already know they're attacking the food supply. So get busy.
Okay, and Jeff, you got a full hour tomorrow without interruption, but if you have a quick summary, let's hear it, sir.
Oh, I just thought I'd make a comment on banking. It's an interesting history. More than 100 years ago, William Jennings Bryan made his Cross of Gold speech, and so the enemy of the populace was gold. Now they want gold. They don't want the Federal Reserve. They don't want the easy money. Free silver was his thing. So we have to be careful. It's funny to see these fluctuations and how ideology plays and how people think the system is always unfair. Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. That wraps up the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We'll be back tomorrow morning. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Is a civil war imminent? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Over 50% in a recent survey expect a civil war in the United States in the next few years. Lately, it's often said that our nation is more divided than ever. Those who say that don't know their own national history. The country may be more partisan than at any point in our lifetime, but not in our country's. Our country has seen several rebellions. We have had states consider secession both before and after the Civil War. We have had congressmen beaten on the floor of the House. We had an actual civil war.
The sale of property and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.